VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Saudi Arabia is showing journalists the remains of Iranian weapons that attacked the heart of the kingdom's oil industry. But the officials stopped short of directly accusing Iran of launching the assault. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump says he is substantially increasing economic sanctions against Iran. Washington says the attacks were launched by Tehran. Trump's order comes as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrives in Jeddah to meet with Saudi officials. They will discuss how to respond to the attack. Mideast analyst Paul Morkos says the global community should take the weekend attack very seriously.
It's really considered as an international problem more than it is a local one, especially that it violates many international treaties. Those petroleum resources are considered as being protected by international law, not only by local laws.
Iran is warning that if any actions are taken against it, Tehran will respond immediately. There is no clear winner from Tuesday's national election in Israel, the second time voters have gone to the polls in the past 5 months. AP's Aaron Heller reports Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing an uphill battle to hold on to his job.
The results are inconclusive. It's not clear right now who's going to be prime minister. It's not clear right now what the government is going to look like. We just know that once the official results come in, there's going to be a lot of jockeying and a lot of behind-the-scenes move before we figure out where exactly things are headed.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. A multi-pronged attack is underway in Jalalabad. A government spokesman says an explosion at the front gate of a government building cleared the way for multiple attackers to enter the compound. Special forces immediately surrounded it, and fighting continues. So far, they have rescued at least 12 employees. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump has named Robert C. O'Brien as his new national security adviser, replacing John Bolton, who was fired last week. O'Brien currently serves as the special presidential envoy for hostage affairs at the State Department. President Trump says his administration is revoking California's authority to set auto mileage standards, which are stricter than those issued by federal regulators. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Trump administration plans to announce an end to California's authority to set auto mileage standards. Official word will come this afternoon at Environmental Protection Agency headquarters in Washington. The administration will assert only the federal government has the power to regulate greenhouse gas emissions and fuel economy. California was granted authority to set its own tougher emission standards in a waiver issued by Congress during passage of the Clean Air Act in 1970. A dozen states and the District of Columbia follow California's fuel economy standards. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors is in its third day. AP auto writer Tom Krischer reports both sides are making progress, but it's very slow.
They are moving along, and they broke a little bit on Tuesday night. Now they're back at it this morning, and they expect to stay at it at least until in the evening. No word yet on when this might end. Workers on the picket lines I talked to yesterday say they don't think it'll last longer than a week, but it's anybody's guess how long the walkout will continue.
That's AP's Tom Krischer. Prominent Hong Kong activists behind the months of protests were in Washington Tuesday to urge U.S. lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Hong Kong protest leader Joshua Wong and Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho were part of a panel appealing for U.S. support during testimony before the Congressional Executive Commission on China. Wong told lawmakers he is sure historians will view 2019 as a turning point in Hong Kong's quest for human rights.
Nowadays, students and Hong Kong people are even ready to die for Hong Kong, and some already did. They believe that the only limit to their freedom is their death. This is the ultimate sacrifice for the motherland, and we must not forget them.
Ho warned that an erosion of the city's unique status would embolden China if the U.S. does not put pressure on Beijing. South Korea is following through with a pledge to remove Japan from a preferred list of nations that enjoy fast-track trade status. This is the latest chapter in an escalating diplomatic dispute tied to Japan's 20th-century occupation of the Korean Peninsula. Wednesday's action comes just weeks after Tokyo removed South Korea from its white list of trusted trade partners. India's government is banning e-cigarettes, citing the alarming rate of vaping among the country's youth and causing breathing illnesses. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Great news. It's BOA with all the latest hits right here.